just this great, great moment that I think when we were doing it, we just really thought.
That was Boy in a Bubble from Nell Smith's Anxious. Now I'd like to feature DSFE Reliefs Hockey at this time. On February 24th, the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League announced their 18th championship tournament, which will take place at the historic Queen's Park Arena in New West. The practice rink for the BCIHL Reliefs starting on March 5th, where the hosts, the 5th seed, will play the 4th seed starting at 12:15 p.m. There will be two games on March 6th, with the first game between UVic, the 2nd seed, and Vancouver Island University, the top seed, with the puck drop at 11:30, followed by the Game 1 winner against the 3rd seed starting at 3 p.m. There will also be a BCIHL banquet on March 6th, where annual awards will be handed out. The last two games will have 3 p.m. puck drops, as the Game 2 loser will play the Game 3 winner on March 7th, and the championship game will pit the Game 2 and against Game 4 winners on March 8th. On February 25th, the SFU Reliefs hockey website provided an update on the independent team, which the university decides to retire along with lacrosse, and the SFU Reliefs will not pursue the independent team next season. The independent Reliefs were created in 2023 to provide opportunities for students to play top NCAA competition, despite little to no commitment from SFU to support an NCAA Division I hockey program. The SFU Reliefs Hockey Club, which is not funded by the university, have been supported by fundraising via donors, allowing the independent Reliefs to play three seasons of 20 games per season against 40 NCAA Division I opponents and top-end competition from U Sports, ACAC, ACHA, and BCIHL, with wins against two NCAA teams, University of Alaska Anchorage and Alaska Fairbanks. When SFU announced that it will pursue Canada West and Youth Sports memberships last November, the Reliefs Hockey submitted a proposal to include men and women's hockey, but the university rejected the hockey team's suggestion, and coaches, along with student-athletes, started pursuing other opportunities, both in the NCAA and U Sports. The SFU Reliefs Hockey thanked the following: BC Hockey for supporting the team's desire for higher competition, Robin Weiss, the Vancouver Canucks Alumni Association, for providing scholarship funds, Dave Whitworth, the Vancouver Canucks, and numerous corporate sponsors for home games, equipment, apparel, the Mayor Mike Hurley and the Burnaby City. The Mayor Mike Hurley and the Burnaby City for having university hockey at Bill Copeland Sports Center. SFU alumni for financial aid, leadership, donors such as Kevin Fraser, Ryan Maxwell, Mike Mostoni for their support of SFU hockey players. And most importantly, coach Mark Coletta, SFU alumnus Dave Rennie, further firm vision of the SFU hockey since 2008, raising the team as a competitor to the highest possible level. Starting in the 2026-27 season, the BCIHL Red Leafs will be the SFU hockey club coached by Guido Lamberti-Charles. Both SFU hockey teams were in action for both February 27th and 28th. First with the Independent Red Leafs as they visited the Stonehill College Skyhawks for the first of two games at Warrior Arena in Boston, Massachusetts, where the puck drop was at 4 p.m. Pacific. The Red Leafs got on board 13-13 and the Red Leafs got on board 13-33 into the game as Zach Maxwell eluded the Skyhawks backstop Connor Andrew Lewis. Stonehill tied the game 3:49 later as Justin Mexico eluded the Red Leafs starter Gabe Gratton 4-on-4 with 2:48 left, and Stonehill got a power play 19 seconds later as Dominic Campone was out of the box and went ahead in the man advantage on Joel Lutnan's tally with 1:47 left as SFU were outshot 19-5 in the first 20 minutes. The Red Leafs tied the game at 2, 3:42 into period 2 as Greya Rampton eluded Connor Andrew Lewis. However, the Skyhawks went up 3-2, 1:55 later as Frank Ireland beat the Red Leafs backstop Greya Rampton. Stonehill earned a power play with 5:22 left in period 2 as SFU's Carter Schmidt was penalized for tripping. The Skyhawks went up 2 on the man advantage on Billy Ranfrew's tally with 4 minutes left and opened up a 3-goal bulge 1:02 later as Leo Chambers eluded the Red Leafs starter Gabe Gratton, who was shelled for 21 shots in period 2. And Stonehill led SFU 5-2 after 40 minutes with a whopping 40-6 shot advantage. Steve Bukowski replaced Gabe Gratton in the Red Leafs goal to start the third as they cut the deficit to 2 just 1:06 into the frame per Rich Dawson's tally on the Skyhawks backstop Connor Andrew Lewis. But Stonehill regained their 3-goal cushion 15 seconds later as Teddy Lagerbach made a 6-3 at 1:21 on the Red Leafs relief Steve Bukowski. Stonehill earned another power play at 7:48 as SFU's Quinn Miles was penalized for tripping and Joseph Groenda made a 7-3 at 9:47. Joel Lutnan, the son of former NHLer Yuri Lutnan, scored his second of the night with 5:46 remaining and completed his hat-trick with 24.4 seconds left as the Skyhawks rake the Independent Red Leafs 9-3 with the final shot count 55-15 for Stonehill over SFU. The Red Leafs were led by Austin Fraser with 2 assists, while Gabe Gratton surrendered 5 goals on 40 shots and relief Steve Bukowski yielded 4 goals on 15 shots. The Skyhawks were led by Joel Lednan with 3 goals, Joseph Groenda with a goal, 2 assists, Justin Mexico with a goal, an assist, Matthew Rafalski with 2 assists, and Matt Romer with 2 assists at Warrior Ice Arena in Boston, Massachusetts. Later on, the BCIHL Red Leafs visited the UVic Vikes at Ian Stewart Complex in Victoria, where the puck drop was at 7:30 p.m. UVic got on board 2:20 into the game as Lucas Barn eluded the SFU backstop Cheyenne Kermany, who gave up the Vikes' second goal with 1:28 left on Tom Sweeney's 8th of the season as the Red Leafs ended period 1 down 2-0 and were outshot 19-12. SFU got on board 5:03 into period 2 on Jaden Fochuk's second on the UVic starter Eric Clark, who was pulled in favor of Jacob Tripeau at the 10-minute mark of second, when the Vikes outshot the Red Leafs 23-6 as Cheyenne Kermany was as Cheyenne Kermony was the only reason why SFU were down just one after 40 minutes. Outshot by Uvic 42-18 heading into the third. The Vikes resumed their siege on the Red Leafs goal in the third, went up 3-1 on Justin McKnight's third at 10-16, and iced the game with 23 seconds left in regulation on Andrew Castellano's third, and Uvic quad damaged SFU 4-1, with the Vikes outshooting the Red Leafs 62-28. SFU were led by Jaden Falchuk with a goal, while Cheyenne Kermony made 58 saves on 61 shots. Meanwhile, Uvic were led by Andrew Casalotto with a goal, an assist, Owen Evers with two assists. Eric Clark gave up a goal on 13 shots in 30 minutes and was relieved by Jacob Drapeau, who stopped all 15 shots in the win. Both Red Leafs hockey teams resumed action on February 28th. First with the Independent Red Leafs, as they completed their two-game weekend set against the Stonehill Skyhawks at Warrior Ice Arena in Boston, Massachusetts, where the puck drop was at 4 p.m. Pacific. SFU struck first just 1:44 into the game, as Max Potvin eluded the Stonehill starter Linus Lipkis. The Skyhawks tied a game 4:19 later, as Pat Murphy eluded the Red Leafs backstop Jesse McKay, who also yielded Stonehill's second goal 2:58 later on Justin Mexico's tally. SFU earned a power play with 4:56 left in period one on Pat Murphy's tripping, but the Skyhawks scored shorthanded on the man advantage as David Posma eluded Jesse McKay with 2:37 left, as the Red Leafs finished period one down 3-1 and were outshot 12-3 after 20 minutes. Stonehill built a three-goal cushion 1:12 into period two, as Cole Melani eluded SFU's Jesse McKay on an assist from Billy Renfrew, who scored the Skyhawks' fifth goal with 4:30 left in period two, as the Red Leafs ended period two down 5-1. Outshot 11-4 in the period and 23-7 after 40 minutes. Stonehill, who replaced the starter Lennart Lipkis with Dylan Gammy at 9:39. I believe it was 9:39. Just a minute, please. Sorry about this. I might be wrong here, but let me just find out, because some records they don't jive. Let me just look at it. Sorry, the box score for the Stonehill Skyhawks website isn't the best either. Oh no! It was 9:21. Sorry. So, Stonehill, who replaced the starter Lennart Lipkis with Dylan Gemme at 9:21 of period 3, earned a power play at 11:40 as SFU's Logan Bromhead was penalized for holding, and the Red Leafs scored shorthanded during the penalty kill as Lucas Ceccarelli relieved the Skyhawks' relief Dylan Gemme at 12:14. But that was as close as SFU got, as Stonehill won 5-2, and the Skyhawks swept their weekend set over the Red Leafs at Warrior Ice Arena in Boston, Massachusetts, the NHL's Boston Bruins' official practice venue. SFU were led by Max Poffin and Lucas Ceccarelli with a goal each, while Jesse McKay surrendered 5 goals on 39 shots. Stonehill were led by Billy Renfrew with a goal, an assist, Ryan Davies, and Anthony Gallant with 2 assists each, while Lennart Lipkis earned a win after 6 saves on 7 shots in 15-21. Okay, Just a minute, please. What am I doing? Sorry. Let me take a look. I don't know where did I went. Okay. So Linus Lipkis actually got pulled for Dylan Gemme at 10:21 of period three, and Dylan Gemme gave up a goal in the only shot he faced in 9:39. And the BCIHL Reliefs capped off February 28th against the Vancouver Island University Mariners at Nanaimo Ice Center, where the puck drop was at 7:15 p.m. VIU jumped on SFU early in period one as Hunter Bergeson scored his 13th on Max Fowle at 5:59. The Mariners doubled their lead just 4:07 later on Carson Earnhardt's 19th, went up 3-0 2:06 later on Aiden Corbett's 6th. At 12:12, and built a four-goal cushion with 4:11 left in period one as Ethan Jones scored his 15th on a power play. As Ethan Jones scored his 15th on a power play on the Red Leafs backstop Max Fowle, who faced 15 shots in period one. VIU went off 5-0 8 minutes into period 2 on Blake Powers' 5th on an SFU power play, and the Mariners went up 6-0 on Tyson Paws' 3rd with 2:40 left in period 2 as the Red Leafs were outshot 20-6 in the 2nd, 35-10 after 40 minutes. VIU went up 7-0 23 seconds into period 3 on Ethan Jones' 2nd of the night, his 16th. Carson Earnhardt tallied his 2nd of the night at 10:20 for his 20th. Aiden Corbett scored his 7th, 2:05 later. And Tyson Paws scored his 2nd of the night, his 4th, with 2:40 left in regulation on the SFU backstop Max Fowle, who was shelled for 52 shots as the Mariners sucked the Red Leafs 10-0 at Nanaimo Ice Center. VIU were led by Ethan Jones with 2 goals, 3 assists. Carson Earnhardt with 2 goals, 1 assist. Blake Power with a goal, 2 assists. Landon Strom with 3 assists. Aiden Corbett with 2 goals. Tyson Paws with 2 goals. And Austin Daniels with 2 assists. While Matthew Fleet needed just 12 saves for the win.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Here are the final British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League standings for the 2025-26 season. 2 points were awarded for a win, with 1 point for an OTL or a shootout loss. The Vancouver Island University finished first at 17-2-1, 35 points. University of Victoria second, 13-6, 27 points. Then there is a big drop-off in the point parade as the Logan Lake Miners and the Okanagan Lakers are tied at 8-10-2 with 18 points each. I'm not sure who is the third or fourth, as the BCIHL website has not made that clear. Then there is another big drop-off in the point parade, as Simon Fraser, the host for the 18th BCIHL Championship Tournament, finished dead last at 4-16, 8 points.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The fourth band is Dear Youth, Where You Haunt Me. With the title track, the following content may have some explicit language. The listener discretion is advised.
Take my medicine, 'cause I won't make it through the night. Just a specimen, experimenting with my own.
Thank you for listening to episode 9 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. I'd like to provide a scoring update between CSUMB and SFU. Both teams are in the NorCal crossover. The Otters are leading the Red Leafs 7-1 in the bottom of 6. Now to the last tune before 11, it's Death Hashtags, Big Ray Sun 5, Hibernation Pod.